KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. He took an oath to protect and to serve, but Metro DC police officer Michael Fanone says nothing could have prepared him for last week's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. He describes being overpowered in front of the building, tased and beaten with the pole of an American flag.
And at that point, you know, self-preservation kicked in. I remember thinking, I could kill some of these guys, but that would give them the justification that they were looking for, I think, to kill me.
Michael Sherwin, acting U.S. Attorney for D.C., says Peter Stager of Arkansas is among those who were charged with beating the officer.
This was the individual, I think that's really the height of hypocrisy, that was beating an MPD officer with a flagpole.
Fanone was later hospitalized after suffering a mild heart attack. Security already stepped up, will be even tighter heading into next week's inauguration.
Up to 25,000 National Guard members could now be on duty here next week from across the country, coming all the way from Washington State around the city right now. National Guard members are manning roadblocks around the White House and National Mall. They have guns across their chests and armor on, stopping cars from getting close to many of the monuments.
ABC's Alex Stone in Washington. President-elect Biden says the Trump administration's rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine was a failure. ABC's Mary Bruce says Biden vows his plan will work.
President-elect Joe Biden outlining his plan to deliver 100 million shots in 100 days.
Mobilize more medical teams to get the shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible.
The president-elect says he'll use FEMA and the National Guard to set up 100 emergency vaccination centers around the country, converting gyms, stadiums, and community centers. And he's promising that the federal government will streamline the vaccine distribution process to states.
Many governors, meanwhile, say they are angry after learning that the federal vaccine stockpile the White House touted was empty. You're listening to ABC News.
It's such a beautiful night. Look at the stars.
They're amazing. Did you know 20% of stars have planets orbiting them capable of sustaining life?
How did you know that? You must spend a ton of time reading.
Not at all. I use Blinkist.
Blinkist?
Yeah, it's an app that takes key insights from over 4,000 nonfiction bestsellers and gathers them into 15-minute blinks for you to read or listen. With Blinkist, you can learn the main points of an entire book in just 15 minutes, as opposed to days or weeks.
What kind of books?
Nonfiction books in over 27 categories, from personal development to history, management, investing, philosophy, and more. Books like A Beautiful Mind, The 4-Hour Workweek, Freakonomics, and Sapiens. Blinkist makes it easy to learn about pretty much anything.
Like the stars?
Even the stars.
Right now, radio listeners get 25% off, plus one free week, when you go to Blinkist.com/brain. To get this special offer, go to Blinkist.com/brain. That's Blinkist.com/brain.
President Trump's departure from Washington is beginning to take shape. Sources say he plans to leave the White House on the morning of the inauguration, then head to Joint Base Andrews for a military-style send-off before leaving for his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. So what will the president do about the Senate trial now that he's been impeached for an unprecedented second time?
On the question of the impeachment trial, the conversations the president is having on this, I am told, are all over the map. He has talked about mounting a full defense, possibly led by Rudy Giuliani, possibly not. A full defense that could include the president himself testifying to mounting no defense whatsoever and simply declaring that the impeachment is illegitimate.
ABC's chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl. Lotto fever this weekend. The combined Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots will be close to $1.5 billion. A racing pigeon that Australian authorities had put on death row may get a chance to live. They thought the bird named Joe had flown 8,000 miles from Oregon to Melbourne because of a blue band that was around his leg. Authorities were going to euthanize the bird because they were worried that it could be diseased after the long trip. Well, it turns out the band is not the real deal. It is a counterfeit band, and Joe is not, in all likelihood, from the U.S. He's probably an Aussie, and that means there's a good chance that he can be saved. This is ABC News.
KOMO News Time 7:04. KOMO traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Tama Fulton.
We're still watching in South Center, a crash on northbound 405. It's just after the Valley Highway. It's been moved to the right shoulder, and that's causing a bit of a slowdown. In Everett, still watching a crash on northbound 5 at Highway 526. It's blocking the HOV lane. That's causing a bit of a slowdown approaching the area. And watch for a stall in Seattle on westbound 90 just before Rainier Avenue, blocking the right lane with DOT there on the scene. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Baconator. Baconate in the morning with a Wendy's Breakfast Baconator. All that bacon and a fresh cracked egg. Try one in the morning free with any breakfast purchase offer in the app. Always be baconating. Our next Como traffic at 7:14.
Abby Acone has your Como forecast.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for western Washington with some scattered pockets of fog into early Saturday. Now, of course, this is most likely for the South Sound, the typical suspects, as temps all around the region drop down to the mid to upper 30s. Now, should those lows get closer to the freezing mark, we could be dealing with freezing fog early Saturday. A couple of glimpses of sunshine for your Saturday, but that's about as exciting as it gets in general. Overcast, gray and dry Saturday. A few late showers into the evening and into early Sunday. I'm meteorologist Abby Acone in the Como Weather Center.
This hour in Seattle, 47 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Como Evening News.
Como News Time 7:05. Art Sanders' top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Earlier this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced they would release all available doses of the COVID vaccine.
We are releasing the entire supply we have for order by states rather than holding second doses in physical reserve.
Now the Washington Post reports there were no doses being held in physical reserve. There won't be an extra shipment of the vaccine. States across the country had made plans to more widely distribute the vaccine, and now those plans must change. In a tweet, the Washington State Health Department says they understand why people may feel the situation is confusing and frustrating. We've reached out to Health and Human Services for comment. Local health officials are sounding the alarm about coronavirus variants, and one public health expert tells Como's Ryan Harris need to be ready for their potential effects.
Viruses mutate. That's the nature of the beast, and that could mean they become more transmissible, like the UK variant. But UW Medicine's Dr. Ali Mokhtad says they could also render vaccines less effective. Mokhtad says there are some things we need to do, primary among them to keep our guard up as we work toward herd immunity, since the virus is less likely to mutate with fewer places to go. And he says we need to do more testing for the variants.
And for all the countries that are rolling out the vaccine, especially wealthy countries that have the means, to keep an eye on what's circulating, because many countries in Africa and the Middle East would not have vaccinated their public, and the virus is still mutating over there.
Mokhtad also says vaccine makers need to be ready to tweak the vaccine to match any resistant mutations, which he says can be done like it is with the flu shot each year. Ryan Harris, Como News.
Well, COVID transmission is still at a high level, and it's caused a 30% increase in King County's new cases since just after Christmas. That alone is a concern to County Health Officer Dr. Jeff Duchin, but he's even more concerned because he says the UK and other coronavirus variants could be like adding gasoline to a COVID fire. Duchin says all viruses mutate, but that doesn't always cause changes in the way a virus behaves or affects us.
Sometimes they do, though, and those are what we call variants of significance or variants of concern. Those are the ones that are spreading internationally and that we anticipate will become very common here in the U.S. over the next few months.
So Duchin says that's why it's even more important to do all we can to minimize contacts and virus spread, especially since it'll take at least 6 months to get most of us vaccinated. Duchin couldn't answer specific questions about reports the federal vaccine stockpile doesn't exist as officials claimed, but he says the federal supply has already been unreliable, which creates barriers to the speed people are vaccinated. All of Washington State will remain in phase one of Governor Jay Inslee's coronavirus recovery plan, at least for now. In order to move to phase two, a region must see a decreasing trend of 10% or more in COVID cases per 100,000 people over a two-week span. New hospitalizations must also decline by 10% over that span, while intensive care units must have a less than 90% occupancy rate. The COVID-19 test positivity rate must also fall below 10%. And Pierce County is planning for a massive COVID vaccination effort.
We can't control the quantity of the vaccines that are allocated, but we can certainly build that infrastructure. So as soon as it arrives, we're ready to get shots in arms.
Emergency Management Director Jody Ferguson. State Patrol and National Guard are preparing for any possible protests or confrontations at the state capitol this weekend. Como's Charlie Harger reports.
A fence lined with troopers and guard members continues to surround the capitol and nearby buildings. This comes as the FBI warns of possible threats at all 50 state capitals between now and January 20th. State Trooper Chelsea Hodgson tells Como they continue to monitor intelligence coming in.
Well, at this point in time, we don't have any known explicit threats that would indicate details of a time, place, or specific activity in our area.
The FBI highlights Sunday and Inauguration Day as the 2 days to be on the highest alert. Hodgson says they're ready for whatever comes their way. Charlie Harger, Como News.
Como News Time 7:10, and from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, well, men's college basketball going on tonight as Utah Valley at Seattle U. And right now at halftime, the Red Hawks lead the Wolverines 43-39. Como's Bill Swartz says the Seattle Mariners have a full crew on board for the 2021 season.
Shortstop J.P. Crawford, catcher Tom Murphy, and pitcher Rafael Montero all signed contracts, giving the M's control of their entire 40-man roster. Now, Murphy missed the whole 2020 season with a foot fracture, but should be ready to go for spring training, says manager Scott Service.
Murph is full go. 100% weight bearing, doing his running, his full workouts. He feels great. We have been in constant contact with him.
Mariners also counting on the return of all-star outfielder Mitch Haniger. Former L.A. Chargers head man Anthony Lynn might emerge as a possible offensive coordinator for the Seahawks. Seattle earlier this week canned Brian Schottenheimer. Two NFL division playoff games tomorrow in chilly conditions at Lambeau Field. Green Bay hosts the L.A. Rams. Buffalo takes on the visiting Baltimore Ravens. And numerous reports indicate the Sounders are in talks with Swansea City about loaning forward Jordan Morris to that Wales soccer club. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.